Good afternoon. My name is Francois. And, like Louise, I'm 30 years old collateral damage from my government. I was only 18 years old when I joined DND. I passed 7 years in the Canadian Army. when I joined the Army, and first of all, for myself, I was thinking that I was safe because in my head, the only war we saw that was Korea. So I said in my head, I'm going to join the Army. There will no problem. And then 90 came with the Gulf War. I had I was sent there with Louise and Louis as the first team. On we were in Doha, Qatar, me and Louis. After that, I had to go, 1 year after, I had to go to Bosnia, and I had to go back to Bosnia another year after that. But in all that, I start to get sick right at the Gulf War. As Louise and Louis, I had to be operated in the abdomen. They told me that they removed my appendix. So some years after, I knew that practically all my friends were operated in the lung or in the knees. And everybody had a little, but at this time we didn't know nothing about DU, the depleted uranium. With all the research we did now, we think that
it's the main cause of our illness.
That everybody got sick with those kind of malady, neurological malady, leukemia, and Louis got the sclerosis, I got fibromyalgia as a week. Anyway, I quit the Army in 95, 1 year after I came back from Bosnia. Because I had problem for 3 or 4 years before, and my doctor at the battalion always telling me that was my lumbalgia problem. So if my feet was growing big like that, or my knee, or if I had a headache or nightmares or everything, that was only my lumbalgia. So I left DND in 95 to try to fix my health or find an answer in Nebula. So I was fighting alone between 95 to 2000 to try to understand. And at the first, that was really hard because we were only 4,500 at the Gulf War. Canada is a big country. They choose people from every base. And after that, they bring back the people at every base, try to reach everybody after that. And at this time in 95, we didn't have internet. And I think DND didn't know that 5 years after we will get it. And then we're going to be in shit. in 2000, I was really, really sick. I got a strange malady in 95, the year I left the Army, in 96, and 98, and then 2000. I was sick for 1 week. My skin were all yellow. At the hospital, I went there on the treat first time, and they told me that I was not
jaundiced.
And I even was obviously.
Hepatitis.
Obviously.
ABC.
That's it. It's ABC. But I was doing kind of hepatitis viral kind of mullet, but nobody was know what's that. So to last time that was happened, I stay at home because I was new more than the doctor. And after that, I was ready for a long time, so to try to understand and to I'll fix that. I decided to put a website on the internet. It's called Center for Health and Research from Quebec for the Canadian Wolf War. Canadian Wolf War, sorry. And I had to go to the news to, I had to cry to the population what was happening with me, because DND and ACC was always telling me that, like, to even we, that was in my head, and nobody can help me. Go have, find some help in Seville. And the civilian doctor are very good, but with those gangs, with those kind of cases, they are not allowed to help us. We need some specialized people to try to help us and try to find what was wrong with all the medication and all the vaccine we got. And the first media I did, that was the QS Mont-Gavin on the lunchtime. And I met back Louis this time. And then he came to be my VP from my center. Because me and Louis, we were together at the Gulf War. And we had to be split because the Army sent Louis to Ottawa, and I was going somewhere else. And that was real nice to find somebody from my battalion who was get this practically the same malady, same illness that me. And we were here before that a lot of Louise, and we didn't meet her. And we planned to meet Louise, and then. We was reaching the Quebec part and the central part of the Canada with Louise. And we are trying to find some solution as Raymond and his friend to trying to stop those things like the genocide in Iraq. Maybe sometime they can have, there never a good reason to get a war, but sometimes some people think that they have a good reason. But when the war is finished, that's supposed to be finished for everybody, and the civilian people don't have to pay for that. Because the civilian people didn't ask for the war, and they have to live with it. And I am post-traumatic, as Louise and Louis, and I would not like to see what is somebody post-traumatic from Iraq is. So, me and my friend Lois try to always to keep in touch with all those problems. We were decide to use our artistic talents to prevent to collect the money for this year. That's gonna be for the Red Cross, for the kids at war, but every year that's gonna be something for something different. And then me and Louis and Louise, every year we can be allowed to speak about those problems. Thank you.